Jake Weimer, again, another solid race, fifth overall, I think, on the day, and kind of rode by yourself, both motos?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I rode with Chad a little bit in the first moto, and then pretty much only had pressure from behind for a while in the second moto, but yeah, just kind of, I mean,
I'm not bagging on your day. No, it's good.
No,
it's solid.
No, it is good. I mean, it's, I think fifth overall is probably, I think it's the best I've had. So, yeah. I mean, that's good. And I think it's slowly getting better. And I think I'm riding solid and I think I'm riding good. I'm just not fast enough. So, I think my second half of the moto seems to be pretty good. So I just need to be faster so that I can stay up front in the first half.
What'd you think about the track today? The guys were saying it's not very fun.
Pile of shit.
Really?
No, I mean, it just, I think the track is fine. I just, for whatever reason, this dirt just gets so hard.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, it's so slippery, and there's like quite a few situations out there where there's jumps right out of the corners, and the jump faces are just so shiny, and it's just pretty sketchy. So, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine it would be pretty tough to pass on. I mean, I wasn't really trying to do a whole lot of passing, but yeah. I would imagine it would have been pretty tough to pass on.
Now, I'm not a mechanic. I just played one for a while, but all the things you guys are telling me about the 2011 Cowie to, on this track would have been worse off than that new bike, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, no, I definitely, with the 2012, it's just, you know, I guess, I mean, we could sit here for a while, but it's just, it's way plusher for us. There's a lot less feedback, and it's a lot more maneuverable, I guess, would be a good simple word for it.
Your results have been pretty good. I mean, last week you almost can't count that, but they were still decent.
Yeah.
It was just so shitty, but two races on the bike and you're a much better rider.
Yeah, no, it seemed to be better, and I think just, you know, just a lot of it is just confidence and where your head's at, and getting on the new bike was a little bit of a breath of fresh air for me, and just kind of lightened things up and kind of got me motivated again and just automatically made things better. So, yeah, it definitely has helped.
This could be a dumb question, but when you're out there and you see Reed and he passes you or you're coming up on him, I mean, are you at all kind of starstruck? Maybe that's the wrong word, but are you at all like, wow, that's Chad Reed?
No, not so much anymore. I mean, just because, I mean, dude, it's my, like my sixth year, so I've been around.
I know, but dumb question.
No, I mean, I don't know that it's a dumb question because I think in the past I've struggled with that,
yeah.
So I don't think it's a dumb question, but I think I'm fine now.
Right. I just picture you as one of the more normal, more adjusted riders I know, so which means you know the history of the sport, you know that Reed's good, you know,
yeah.
You think a lot, you know, you're not a dummy,
yeah.
So that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last thing is Damon Bradshaw maybe racing the Monster Energy Cup. Are you looking for revenge when you were on the 80?
Come on, man. Don't blow me out just like
I'm
that.
I'm not blowing you out, but there's rumors he may race. And then you know, in the 80s, when you raced 80s, you had a little bit of a run-in, which is top five my favorite stories ever.
The last time you said it was your favorite story ever.
It's hard to put him. Yeah,
bumped it down a little.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.